It's called I Agree with Pat Metheny. I've given it a kind of a Scottish lilt for no good reason, just my roots, man. I agree with Pat Metheny. Kenny's talents are too teeny. He deserves the crap he's going to get. Overdubbed himself on Louis. What a musical chop suey. Raised his head above the parapet. Now Louis Armstrong was the king. He practically invented swing. Hero of the 20th century. Did duets with many a fella. Father Hines, Bing, Hoagie, Ella. Strange he never thought of Kenny G. A meeting of great minds, how nice, like Einstein and Sporty Spice, digitally fused in an abortion. Old Kenny fans will doubtless rave while Satchmo turns inside his grave. Soprano man's bit off more than his portion. There's more. Brainless pentatonic riffs display our Kenny's arcane gifts, but we don't care, his charms are so beguiling. He does play sharp, but let's be fair, he has such lovely crinkly hair, we hardly notice, we're too busy smiling. You're a fan, aren't you? You like him. You can tell by the look. How does he hold those notes so long? He must be a genius. Wrong. He just has the mindlessness to do it. He makes Britney sound like scat. If this is jazz, I'll eat my hat. An idle threat, I'll never have to chew it. So next time you're in a rendezvous and Kenny's sound comes wafting through, don't just wince, eliminate the cause. Rip the tape right off the Muzak. Pull the plug or steal the fuse jack. The whole room will drown you in applause. Yes, Kenny G has gone too far. The gloves are off, it's time to spar. Grab your hunting rifle, strap your Colt on. It's open season on our ken, yet I await the moment when we lay off him and start on Michael Bolton. Oh, I agree with Pat Metheny. Kenny's talents are...